Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
You know, someone once said, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Isn't that true? You know, God turns your stumbling blocks into stepping stones, and he turns your obstacles into opportunities. You know, I like what he said here. No matter what anyone tell you, get this. The race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong, but unto him that endures. I don't know if you ever seen a hurdle or run a race, but he's running and there's a hurdle. He jumps. It clips his feet. He could have stopped. But look, he wouldn't win the race. He got to keep going. He jumps again. He clips it again. But as he goes, he gets better. He's clearing them. Now he's not even hitting them. That's your Christian race. You're in a race, guys, and you're going to run into hurdles. You're going to run into storms. Are you going to stay on the ground or are you going to get up? He told you you've been cast down but not forsaken. Get up and get into the race. Keep going. Push to the Lord. Jesus Christ is at that end. Just look towards that end and you just keep pushing because God is working it out for you. Now, one more verse here. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says this. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are you seeking Jesus? Now, we talked about these conjunctions and there's a promise. The sad thing to say, many Christians don't know about the promises. They don't know God's word. You know, Joanne and them got into a conversation with another man yesterday, and this guy knew a lot of stuff. He knew a lot of stuff. But let me tell you, folks, if it ain't simply about the blood of Jesus Christ redeeming your soul, he knows nothing. Folks, we got to focus on what Christ told us to do. Do you know the promises of God? Whenever you're in trouble and in trials and tribulations, what are you going to call on? You don't even know God's word. It's got to be in you to come out. Get God's word in you, and then the Lord will work with you, and you can then call those words up into remembrance. So remember the promises that God has given you. Remember, this is a race, and this race is going to take time. You know, Jesus already told us that we're going to go through troubles. We can't avoid them. We're not to get afraid. We have confidence in him. I simply want you to get today is recognize, just like those disciples, when Jesus Christ calmed the sea and said, peace, be still, they recognized who Jesus was. I want you to recognize who is on board with you. Jesus Christ is on board with you. Don't fear. Trouble's going to come. Trials are going to come. I tell you, I went through a whole bunch of stuff. I'm going through stuff. But I can, you know, people probably don't even know. But I'm resting in him. I'm confident in him. I know that one day it'll all be over. And when I stand before him, he'll say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Let's pray. Father God, we come, Lord, thanking you once again for your word. Oh, Lord God, when we just recognize who you are, our heart is quiet. Lord, I don't know. I just want to do your will. I want people to see you and not me, Lord. We got to get to the point, Lord, that you are God, and beside you, there is no other. Lord, we got to throw it all in, and Lord God, and say, you are in control, not me. We ask that you just use us right now, Lord God. No matter what storms we're going through in life, Lord God, we're going to simply trust you. Because we know that you have all power and you are in control of all things. Lord, we ask right now that you just reach out upon this congregation, Lord God, today. No doubt many are going through trials on the job or in the house. Lord God, and with the family, with kids. Lord God, the list could go on. But Lord God, we ask that they run that race into the end. And when they run into that storm, when they run into that hurdle, let them know, Lord God, that you'll be there to lift them up. Encourage your people today, Lord God. Let them know that they have many benefits in you. If we would only come to you first, Lord God, and say, here I am. Use me as you will. And Lord God, we'll be so careful to give you all the praise and surely all the glory. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.